New movie starts today. Yeah, it starts tonight, doesn't it? Bolero. Yeah, I might just go see that thing. Got horrible reviews from a lot of people, but it's kind of interesting. Have you seen the ads for it? They're promoting it. They're using those bad reviews as a plus, you know, seeing Bo Derek at her spiciest. At her very spiciest. Yeah, it should be interesting. I'd probably see it just to watch it. Supposedly, it is very, very erotic. Yeah, old John Derrick, boy, he's taking advantage of that thing on a regular basis. What the hell has he got anyway, you know? That's going to kill the movie for it. Every time I see Bo Derrick running naked across the screen, I'll be able to see her tatas glistening with the saliva of him. You know, who is that guy anyway? Who is that guy, John Derrick? Well, sure, he's an actor, had questionable success, but look at his... Look at his women over the years, you know? Ursula Andress. Took her for a while, rejected her. Then he took Linda Evans, who's still on most lists of America's most beautiful women. Took her for a while, rejected her. And now he's got Bode. What the hell has that guy got? I mean, look at his rejects. Most people would take his rejects right now, buddy, no questions asked. And yet when they show the first signs of flaccidity, when they tippy-toe on the backside of 30, boom, they're out of there, walking papers. I mean, hell, he's no chicken himself, right? He's got to be pushing 60 if he ain't 60 already. I mean, he's not bad-looking, but he's a little ectomorphic. The hell has he got, you know? That always bothered me about that. I'd watch those old Big Valley reruns, watch Linda Evans, knowing full well at the time John Derrick was taking her wantonly. Those old Ursula Andress movies, those old James Bond movies, knowing full well John Derrick was there. Yeah, Sean Connery may have been kissing her lips, but John was slobbering on him just seconds. But now Bo Derrick, we'll all be watching Bolero. What the hell has John Derrick got? I resolved to find out. It could only be one thing. It'd only be one thing! That's why I had to see him. Naked. It's easy to find out where they live. Just drive to Beverly Hills. There's maggots selling maps to the stars' homes everywhere. One thing to find the stars' homes, it's another thing to get in. But with my power and military experience... It was no problem at all to circumvent the alarm system on the gates. I came prepared. I threw a blanket over the barbed wire and poof, I was inside. No fuss, no muss. The first guard dog came at me. I chloroformed him immediately. In case I missed any others, I threw tainted meat all around their lawn. Wouldn't cause any lasting effects, but it would put the guard dogs to sleep. Looking at my diagram, I found their bedroom. And I climbed up the drain pipe. Peering in the window, I could see a dim light on. And wouldn't you know, they were in the throes of romance. I thought, this is perfect, perfect, perfect. Yeah, I should have my answer and be out of here in 5 minutes. I had my face blackened as I peered through the window. A figure in the darkness. Trying to find the answer to John Derrick's success. Unfortunately, I must have come at the tail end of things, so to speak. Because in just seconds, I saw John doing his Charlie Chan impersonation. And then he was still. I glanced in the window. The loveliness of Beau's soft skin registered briefly, but I was there on a mission, a quest. I was not there for erotic purposes. I had to know. Why? And I felt the answer was in John, not Bo. Sure enough, they shared a camel in the aftermath. They withdrew, and I couldn't tell anything. I had to see him ten hot. Sure enough, they fell asleep. They fell asleep with her head on his chest. Risking everything, I slowly opened the window. Crept into the room. I got under the bed, and from a case that I'd brought with me, I extracted a long feather and began to tickle John Derrick's tuchus with it. In a moment or two, he reacted. I could hear him saying, Oboe. Oboe. And sure enough, as I glanced, I could detect faint signs of life returning. Wouldn't you know, he groaned, leaned over, and turned out the light, plunging the room into darkness. By now, I could hear he was definitely fired up, saying, "Yes, Bo, you insatiable wench. You want more, do you? You want more of the old McGillicuddy, do you?" And I'm thinking, damn, I'm blowing my chance here. So in the interest of science, I did what I had to do. I had one of those tape measures from Ace Hardware, the kind you pull out the metal band, you know, and it snaps back into the little container where you wear it on your belt, you know. Well, wouldn't you know, I pulled it out to get a quick measurement there, figuring I gotta go for everything here. I went for the quick measurement, but that damn thing snapped back and caught him a good one. He said, "Bo, someone's in the room, my God!" I stood up, tipping over the bed. I ran for the window, but they caught me! Half out of the window. I went to make a dive out the window, but he caught me by the ankles and he held me there, and then he slammed the window down on my back. I went, "Ah!" He said, "What do you want, you creep? What do you want?" I said, "You always have such a pretty woman. And I always wonder why, because you, I said, you throw them away, but did you? I just had to know. I had to look at you to see if there was some secret you had to get these pretty women there." He said, "You want to know the secret?" I said, "Well, yeah." He said, "I'll give you that secret. I'll give you that secret." All right. Uncle.
Driving this rig is a lot of...
Or a nine.